What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Them blue lights are just bright, so. Let me pull over so the police can pass. Watcha! You know, sister, I know the police. You see me dying trial?
The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has recorded over 200,000 breaches of the road code up to June of this year. Find out more about these breaches on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, recorded over 200,000 breaches of the Road Traffic Act between January and June of this year. Senior Superintendent and Commanding Officer of the Traffic and Highway Division, Calvin Allen, says the JCF will continue to boost its strategies and operations on the island's major road networks to reduce accidents.
Almost 10,000 of those tickets that were issued were for persons that were found to be speeding excessively. We would have seized over 1,500 offensive weapons. Over 118 vehicles were checked and tins removed for a breach of the Road Traffic Act. And over 2,200 registration plates have been removed.
Mr. Allen notes that under Operation Zero Tolerance, an initiative of the Island Traffic Authority, Transport Authority and the JCF, over 1,655 vehicles and 300 motorcycles were seized across the island. Operation Zero Tolerance, launched in May of this year, aims to reduce the number of road fatalities in Jamaica.
We have written over 78,000 tickets. Over 400 arrests have been made. Some 609 offensive weapons have been removed from the street.
The offensive weapons seized include ice picks, scissors, knives, and machetes. SSP Allen says over 1,000 prosecutions have been done for the non-wearing of protective helmets. In the meantime, Director Island Traffic Authority Ludlow Powell says overweight vehicles contribute to damaged roads.
When the vehicles are overweight, what they end up doing is damaging the road and cause it to break up, the lifespan to shorten significantly. Roads are meant to last for 20 years when properly constructed, but we're seeing them breaking up in a matter of months sometimes and a lot shorter.
Mr. Powell says the authority will continue to partner with the JCF to minimize accidents and clamp down on breaches committed by road users.
The truckers are getting real smart, so they will wait until nightfall when they find we're on the road with the proliferation of cell phones. You know, one phone call and everybody is off the road until we disappear from the road. But we are aware of the tactics used, and we will try to find ways to combat those.
The police are urging motorists to desist from using flashing lights that imitate emergency vehicles. The call comes from Senior Superintendent of Police and Commanding Officer of the Traffic and Highway Division, JCF, Calvin Allen. Senior Superintendent of Police Calvin Allen says it has been observed that public passenger vehicles, motorcyclists, and to a lesser extent other members of the motoring public have been using these lights. Mr. Allen warns that motorists who continue to carry out this unlawful practice will be prosecuted.
We are using this opportunity to give all those persons the chance to remove those blue lights from their vehicle. The only vehicle that's supposed to be using a blue light is a police vehicle.
Under the law, emergency lights are to be used only by the police, the Jamaica Fire Brigade, and ambulances. Blue lights are used by the police, while other emergency services use red lights. The police say using flashing lights may cause unwarranted confusion to road users and may allow criminals to deceive the public. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.